You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
So this is that Sunday when the pastor gets up. He usually talks about the parish treasury. I'll spare you that this week. So the question, though, how many widows did you count in today's readings? Two of them are quite obvious. Well, the third one may be a bit ambiguous at first, but she's there in detail. The first widow that we encounter is living in a quite harsh environment. There's been a severe drought. We in Arizona can certainly understand that. And as happens in these events, crop production is sparse, and what little there is gets quite expensive, or is rationed. Again, kind of think of what's going on today. Before the widow in our story, it was a most desperate hour. Perhaps it was her last, as well as the last hour on earth for her son as well. And the story tells of the desperation in its details. She's gathering a couple of sticks to make a small fire. She has nothing baked, and she has only a handful of meal in a jar for herself and her son. And we can hear the desperation in her conversation with Elijah when she says, "I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare our last meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Another victim of the famine and the drought, Elijah, the prophet, asks the widow, "Who is a non-Jew? For of all things, water and something to eat." But then Elijah tells her to not be afraid and to go and do as she had intended, and that the jar of meal and the jug of oil would not run out because the Lord God said so. One gets the sense that the widow probably would have fed Elijah anyway. And what an extraordinary act of generosity it was for her to feed this man of God before herself and her son, and to do so on her dying day. The widow in the gospel performed one act of generosity in the temple. She gave her last two coins to support the work of God's priests in the temple. And as Jesus praised her for doing so, we note that this is in contrast to the actions of the scribes just before this incident. The scribes were denounced for their emphasis on their focus of external actions and internal corruption, even to the point of taking the property of widows for their own gain. The actions of these two widows stem from their inner being and their relationship with God. They would have had to have been grounded and rooted in faith in God in order to act as generously as they did. There is nothing in it for them for what they did. There isn't even the slightest hint from them of a self-serving attitude. Their action had only one purpose: to give glory to the one God. The actions of these two widows remind us that only those who know how deeply they are loved by God, can live generously because they already know how deeply they are fully satisfied by the love of God. Nothing else can take the place of God's love in their lives. The scribes did not have this interior spirituality. They were trying to please God in ways contrary to Jesus' commandment of love. In his book, Mere Christianity, a good read if you need something to read, C.S. Lewis states, and I quote, "We may think God wants actions of a certain kind, but God wants people of a certain kind." End quote. For it is from people who know God's love and who love God first and foremost can then do the will of God and do so in his love. Now you'll recall that I mentioned that there were three widows in our readings. Who was the third one? St. Paul actually talks about this widow. And while the word widow is never used, we perceive that in the second reading, the widow is the Holy Catholic Church, the bride of Christ, that Jesus was instituting on earth during his ministry. It was widowed when he offered himself as a sacrifice to remove sin from the world. All three widows then demonstrated sacrifice. All three widows trusted in God the Father. The widow who fed Elijah trusted in the Lord God of Israel to provide her future needs so that she and her son would not die of starvation. The poor widow who gave her last coins trusted in God to provide for her future needs as well. And Jesus, as human, trusted in God the Father to raise him from the dead, as does his widow, the church. That's you and me. All were blessed for their sacrifice. God always rewards those who persevere in living out the faith. No one goes unnoticed. St. Paul tells us that Jesus died once for all, for all time, and for all people, when he made his perfect sacrifice to remove sin. His divine sacrifice as the Lamb of God on the Holy Cross put an end to the first age, the days of the Old Testament, and the covenant of the law. His divine sacrifice as Lamb of God open the new and the last age in which we now belong, the days of the New Testament and the New Covenant, the end of days. When Jesus returns at the end of this age, it will be to judge the living and the dead. We will be judged, not by how much we give, for the scribes and the wealthy contributed far more than the widow. Rather, we will be judged by whether our gifts reflect our livelihood, our whole beings, our whole heart and soul, our mind and our strength. Are we giving all that we can to the Lord? Not out of a sense of forced duty, but in the spirit of generosity and love towards each other, to a world so desperate for love. are we giving him the best that we have, the best of ourselves, and the best that we have been given? He did. The man of God in our first reading tells us today to not be afraid. The Lord will provide. Today, let us follow the widow's example, all three widows, by doing what God asks, confident that our jars of flour will not grow empty, nor will our jugs of oil run dry.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.